Thanks for tuning in this week on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports. And we're at the Snow Jam in Las Vegas, the ski and snowboarding show, and a real interesting guest this week. Let's just call his name's Wild Bill, it says on his name tag, National Ski Patrol. Is that what, exactly? And a volunteer organization, first responders on the ski slopes. And tell me about what you do, Bill, exactly, and where you are at.
Well, I inform and educate guests. I am a first responder on events that are reported in, everything from a lost child to a broken bone. Our main goal is to treat a guest quickly and efficiently, get them off the hill to a safe position, and deal with whatever injury they've had.
This is a great service. I love this. And you're dressed to the part here at the show. You got your backpack on. You look like you're ready to save somebody that might fall on the pavement here at the show. So it's good to have you around, I'm sure. What's the number one thing that you see that skiers are doing wrong, or the number one thing that makes you think, oh boy, here we go again on the ski slopes?
Well, I work at Two Hills, or Four Hills in two states, and I can set my clock to about 12:30 to 1:30, where people have had an extra cocktail. They're at 7,000 to 9,000 feet, so that cocktail is now three cocktails, and they're going to attempt the feature that liquid courage tells them they can do, and that's where I get involved if they don't.
What about just the average skier that tries to bite off more than they can chew, and maybe are on a more difficult slope than they should be?
Take lessons. I take lessons at the start of every year. Get out there, and don't have your friends give you lessons. Have professionals. They're surprisingly affordable and well worth it. It'll keep you from making simple mistakes.
Yeah, there's really no shame in taking lessons, is there? Maybe it's good for a family trip. Maybe it's good for the whole family to take a group lesson.
Yes, well, I volunteer at Lee Canyon. They've got a great system, and so does Big Bear. And Big Bear has an offset area where just boarders, and depending how good you get, the less they involve themselves. Both hills provide wonderful service. You just have to take advantage of it.
We're with Wild Bill, National Ski Patrol, a volunteer outfit, first responders on the ski slopes. And Bill, what's your background in skiing, and what's your background in helping people?
At 19, I suffered an injury playing college football. I was never to play again. Stumbled across skiing, and my heart rate accelerated as I pointed my skis down the hill. I also like to involve myself and help people, so took that to learning about everything that the outdoor emergency care technician needs to know. Got good enough to ski, and as my friends do, they ski and snowboard. And there's nothing funner than the camaraderie between the group of individuals who are patrollers, the guests. And it's something that if you're an adrenaline junkie, you can't buy any more adrenaline than what you can on a ski resort hill, helping the guests have fun.
But most of all, safety first, though, right?
Wear a helmet. As you were saying, being prepared for an accident here. If everybody was wearing a helmet, I wouldn't have to worry if they fell.
Yeah, the volunteer outfit would maybe not be as busy, but we're glad we have you out there helping people. And how great is a show like this, Snow Jam, to get people in the mood and get people prepared for the ski season?
This is, I think, my third in a row here in Vegas, and ski season, baby.
Wow, I love that, and nothing better than a fun day out on the slopes. But I like relaxing in the hot tub or the sauna afterward. That's more my speed.
Yeah, well, hotty toddies at the end of the night make the pain go away and prepare you for the next day.
You guys have a website. Where can people find out more about what you guys do?
NSP.org. You can find more information. You can also Google Lee Canyon Ski Patrol or Big Bear Ski Patrol.
Great to have Wild Bill on, and even though his name is Wild Bill, we don't want people to be too wild there on the slopes. We want people to be safe, but we're glad we have people like Wild Bill there protecting them and making sure everybody's safe. So, Bill, thanks for coming on this week.
My pleasure, brother.